Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Bowling. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ray Herbert now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from House and he is out, bowling applying the tag. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards the mound. Herbert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Keene fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keegan for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball and throws to Herbert covering. Safe. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Bob Boyd pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. There goes Michaels trying to get to third. Tuttle throws the ball into Boone, who tags Michaels for the out. One out. It's 8-0, White Sox. Bob Miller now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Bob Miller. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.